So tonight, like I said, we're going to end this to a subject that is not based on Havana at all, not based on Yediyah. It's based on Emuna to a large degree. It's more than Yiduyah, but it's actually brought to Avi Ezri. Shach brings in Avi Ezri at the end of Hilchos Tshuva that he had a kasha, why do you need a mitzvah of Emuna? What does the mitzvah of Emunah mean, he said? Isn't it something, I mean, to see that there's a Rebbein Shalom? It's a mitzvah, what do you need a mitzvah for that for? Don't you see that there's a Rebbein Shalom? Isn't that natural? Isn't that Yediyah? And he brings, famously, that he asked the Brisker of the Shaila, and that the Brisker of told him that he asked his father of Chaim the Shaila, and that he told him in Chanami, Yediyah, the things that are Yediyah, Taka Poshet. What's Emunah? Emunah is from there and on. Whatever is not part of the idea, that's where I'm going to start. And the end of Shmotis, Ashraf brings the Beis HaLevi, the end of Parshas Boy, who says, Mi shel lo yamin el v'mashen is baro le v'moifes, ein lo yichei le klal v'mitzvah t'amuna. That's what Amuna is. Amuna is what you can't prove, what you can't know, what you have to believe. And one very good example of that is these things that we're going to discuss tonight, which as I called it there, halachically dangerous for it. In other words, these are foods that as far as anyone could see or tell or understand, nothing wrong, nothing dangerous about it at all. But these things that which are born in Halacha, which are also Mishum Sakana, although we don't understand why they are or what they are, Lemaisa, these are things that he always were Nizer on. What are those? The examples that we brought over here are onions or garlic or eggs, which are already peeled, which are uncovered, which are left overnight. The truth is Chavetz Yoyer, this inyan, and he says that the truth is, he says there's nothing that you understand why it is. Why it is? He says, why is a magnet magnetic? Why is a magnet to draw all the things? You don't understand why it is. Why nature works the way it was? Well, you don't have to understand why. You just have to live, keep up with and live with whatever it is that's the fact. And it was given up to tell you, and therefore you have to be careful. He's talking about things that are Megulim, the Meshach Halayim, the Megulim. That's what we're going to discuss. So, if you do have to ask it to people who are back on this subject, at the close of the Gerov, the family of Racha, with Milchama, Milchama's Mitzvah on this subject, Ramadiz and Yonim, Namish. He said it's clear to him that the machlus that we have today are because people are not nizer enough in these things anymore. He said that there is no question that that's how it is. And the truth of the matter is, there's no question that things are much different today than they used to be. In the old days, what happened? Somebody by mistake left over an egg, it was cracked. And it got sunshine. It was left overnight, the night was coming, and they threw it out on fire things. Today, it's hard to come across foods that don't have these shilas. So it's everywhere. It's almost all over the place. What do you have? I mean, today, we have onion powder, we have garlic powder, it goes into mamish everything. There's actually powdered eggs that end up in a lot of things that we're not that necessarily aware of. The truth is, today, anything that has eggs in it has in it what's called liquid eggs, what they call canned eggs, bottled eggs, frozen eggs, powdered eggs. It has all the different names of different things. What are all these things? All these things are ba'etem, peeled eggs, which have been left overnight. This is what all these things are. And therefore, Klozim Ugarov was very stark against all of everything. And the Klozim Ugarov see them as a result. Mamish, you know, the Makaranid, Ad Etem Hayim Hazeh, and as a result, this on. But Lamaisa, what we have to spend time on is to figure out Reif Ha'olam Lamaisa is not Nizhar Ad Kedei Kach, and we want to try to figure out and see, is there any kind of reasoning or any justification of the Lama Zagin to the meaning of Reif of Klal Yisrael today not to be Nizhar Ad Kedei Kach, and what are the other, is it gone? What are the guidelines of this Shaila? So Lamaisa, the Makoyra Inyan is in the Gemara. Well, a lot of people want to ask, and I wrote it down there as one of the questions for this year, is this a regular Issa? Is this a regular Chiyuv? The truth of the matter is, the Kenzogin, it's not a regular Chiyuv. It's irregular Chiyuv. Why is it irregular? Because the truth is that the place can bring that in the whole Shas, you don't find Atkidei Kach L'Shoynes of Zehirus like you find on peeled eggs. Amish Atkidei Kach. The warnings that were given on this are Varem She'enom Nimtsoim Klal U'Klal. And we saw something more than needed of Yitzayim. Omer Tzum Ba'yichoy. Hey Dvorim Heim She'oysa oysa Mitzchayiv V'napshoi V'domoy B'roishoi. Come on, we'll fly. I'm sharp for the shayness. Mitzchayiv V'napshoi V'domoy B'roishoi. And the first three things are the only ones we're going to go through right now because that's what we're going through tonight. Ha'oichel Shum Koluf. Ubotel kalufo, ubeitza kalufo. Of course, it's talking about when it's been that way overnight. Very shalful. Yashi says over there, what's the pshat? He says, Nena shal atzmoi. The choivas domoi midreshes mimenu la'acham nisosa. Yashi a little further says, Hu goyim la'atzmoi. He calls his own death. And he's going to be blamed for it after he's gone. In other words, he'll be killed, and then he'll be blamed. Why did you kill? We commit suicide. Rashi says on that. Rashi says on that. Who greater than Asmi Amiso? Hedomai Bereishoi. Sheloi Bolvad Shemais. Ela Shedomai Nidreshes Mimenu Kemoi BeMaabed Asmi Lodav. And if a person committed suicide for being over on these issues. Tekstiv bei achas dimchem on afshetechem edrash. Aflogi gedoyla. Which is brought in Gemara, in Rashi, in Achroinim. It's a shum bai choy batsum. It's a big aflogi, but it's a big aflogi from a shum bai choy, who normally is taken very seriously in shum bai choy, what he says. Shum bai choy, ki adua, was the one who used the Mora de Shmaitz of these in Yonim Bechlal. But again, it's brought in Nigla, in the Gemara, and very, very, very strong Lashonis are brought. So therefore, we're going to try to be mastic to vinegar island, but at the same time, yeah, it's actually extremely serious. It's definitely something that needs to be taken seriously. The truth of the matter is, in the Rambam, in general, the Rambam Kiyodua has Hilchas Yitzchak Shmiras HaNefesh, and everybody speaks about the fact that Ritzicha and Shmiras HaNefesh are Hainu Hach. In other words, that one should take care of their own life is equal to and equivalent to and part of the Inyan of Zehiris and Ritzicha. This is what I heard from, if I think the Millies, they can say to say that over. So, that's the Gemara from this. Now, Lamaisa, normally when we take things down to Halacha Lamaisa, we see what the Yishonim say. So, okay, well, Rashi's Mafarish over there, we saw. But it's a Teisvus also. Teisvus is a Teisvus in Beyer, the Fudal de Medalif, the Maskal Ika. He's talking about, it says that Malachas, that can be done from before Yom Tov, you can't do them on Yom Tov. So over there the discussion is about Chino, grinding on Yom Tov. You can't grind on Yom Tov, and why can't you? Why is it also? Tractatus, actually, when it comes to shum, when it comes to garlic, when it comes to an egg, why can't you grind those up before Yom Tov? But Lamaisa says that you can do it on Yom Tov. What's wrong with doing it before Yom Tov, he says. Normally anything that can be done before Yom Tov is also. So why is a mutter to grind up shum on Yom Tov or to grind an egg on Yom Tov? So he says, the Amrinon ruach ro shira lein kishan entchonen balayla. At night, once these things are open up, ruach ro shira, and therefore, Zakhtaisis, halacha lemaisa, it's mutter to grind it on Yom Tov because otherwise it would be a problem. The taste is in Beis, the taste is in Shabbos, the taste is in two places, it brings it to halacha. There's a shinui halacha lemaisa, huskas Yom Tov, based on this halacha that you can't grind it before Yom Tov. What are you going to do? You can't open up an onion and garlic before Yom Tov. Interestingly, closing the Gerov again, he's going to be Bala Shmaitz of all of the Chumras in this Inyan over here. But if you do, if the Sanzerov, who was an Elter Zayd of his, Sanzerov, and other tzaddikim l'mineihem, and all the gedolim l'mineihem had a minig that they themselves, at the Shabbos table, used to make the eggs with onions. At the table. At the table they did it. So he says a chiddush. He says, why was that so? There's more than one reason. But he says, one of the reasons is, he says, if they have to do it at the table, so nobody else could do it before Shabbos and leave it overnight. In other words, they wanted to have it in their own hands and not have a matzah where lost the Shabbat Tzveta, they don't have time, they did have time, did it before, whatever, it's more convenient. They wanted to make sure that they had this in their hands. L'maisa nohama. We see Gemara, we see Tosfos, but l'maisa toik chazi mai amad bar, and we find that it's not ad kedei kach, and the shaila is, of course, why. So, others will say, the pshat is, a mitzvah, what you do for a mitzvah, magen u'masla, a mitzvah. The nicer though, the more psochem. The more psochem says the guy with morer. Morer, to your do, you have to pay for morer and charesis, that's not just a minik. You mean the Gemara, you have to dip the morer into charesis. Why? So the Gemara says that it's the gewisse eres that's in the morer, which is dangerous. And then if you don't dip it into charesis, it's a sakona. So you may fig that eres. In fact, the Rosh, over there, in Avit Sochem, Dr. Ross, why don't we find that all year long you makes it on Tibul in such a way? You ask even more, because there are two Tibulim, and only the second Tibul is the one that's Minadin, that you have to dip more in the Charoises. You don't find at any other time this Chiyuv to dip more in the Charoises. What's the Pshat he says? Dr. Ross Punkt Fakhet. He says, Tibul Shein, Shoushal Mitzvah, his hero chachomim shelo yehei b'chash sakana. For whatever reason, I don't know what exactly that means and why it is that there are more nizah when it came to in yonei mitzvah, there were even more nizah not to get into shayos of sakana. What the reason is for that? Shveisnish. Of azay shteit in Rosh, and therefore clearly we can't use this as an excuse to say that whenever it's a dvar mitzvah, let's say it's erech Shabbos or erech Yom Tov, therefore we don't have to worry about any shayos of sakana because it looks like fakel. You have to be more careful.
It's interesting what's the fakir.
Yeah, well,
as soon as that is, you don't got to worry about.
Yeah. Now, from this one, also can see stone to look. But it's the Chemet, the Chemet says that it's a Mektoya Godel, he says, to know when can you say about something, Shema Mitzvah Le'ezed Ovaro. A big mistake. In other words, at least it doesn't automatically fit wherever you want to put it. That's the clause that you can't automatically use that as an excuse. And what's also very clear is that Tosfos Zichr doesn't follow on that svar, because Tosfos is dafka talking about Yom Tov. You want to use shum or bottle for Yom Tov, and that's the place where Tosfos goes ahead and says that's the reason why it's mutter to be taken and on Yom Tov, because you can't do it before Yom Tov. Why not? What's for only Yom Tov? That's not good enough. Sorry, Bazoi, we're not going to say over here that that's the heter. That's clause. Obviously, even if we would say that, it wouldn't be enough of a heter for the rest of the time that we do it. But even with Shabbos V'yomter, it's not going to be good enough. The big shaila is, this halacha was not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chavah does not bring it down in Shulchan Aruch. And it's not clear why at all, even Kamenim, why, because there are no such halachas in Shulchan Aruch about Irah, and in Siman Kuf Tezayin, in Yerdei Kuf Tezayin, there are many halachas of Sakana, and this is not one of them, it's not brought there. The Chosh Mishpat and the Chosh Mishpat Tov Chav Zayin is also certain halachas of Shmiras HaNefesh, not in there either, not Beit HaKlufa, not Basel, not Shum, none of it is in there. No, I think that probably the first thought that we would have is that if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, if I say somehow that these halachas are no longer negaya today, for some reason or another, maybe we would say, like sometimes we say, Nishtanu Ativim, it's not the same as it used to be. Where do we find the precedent for such a type of thing? We do find a precedent for such a type of thing. The Gabi Mayim Guluyim, right, that you left uncovered overnight, the Mishnah and Trumas, Parashas Mishnah Dalit and Truma, it's over there, says that any mashke that was goloi overnight, now let him use it. Today, we're not so nizer in it, like we used to be nizer in it. Even though rather Shvah Kodesh, he brings yes to be makbid, and he was makbid, the girl was makbid to go stock on it.
That's actually an attempt to
change the deal. That's what we're getting. But I'll call upon him, the ma'isa, Klar, that there's a breita on Hager, at least for the Evet, be more make on it. Shulchan Aruch, Simukufta Zayim, starts with Ramayim Gluyim, and he writes clearly that Hagam, that Mitzad Din HaMishneh, Mayim Gluyim is a Sakona, and you're not allowed to use them, but today it's Mutter. As I state the Shulchan Aruch. No, so we see precedent for this type of change. Maybe you can say the same thing about Boston a little bit, so maybe that's why it's not for Rosh Hashanah or Stakim. But Lamaisa, Itchem Estavna, for more than one reason. First of all, it says Befeirish, and the Taisa Stakim, the Taisa of Adizor, the Flamed Hei, which says Befeirish, that Mayim Galuyim were Makel today, and it says why were Makel today. And it says why is it? Because the reason for Mayim Galuyim has an open reason. The reason is when you leave open water, and there are Nechoshim around, there are snakes around, and a snake could stick his head in there, and he leaves the poison in there. Today, Zoktai Shreyas, Ein Nechoshim Mitzuyim Beineinu. Right? There are still snakes in the world, but they don't drezich among people, Baruch Hashem, today, like they used to in the old days. And therefore, you don't have to be Choshish anymore. In other words, it's clear to us, Aleph, what was the Zakana, and Beis, that it changed, and how it changed. It becomes very clear. And therefore, Taket Mefurish of Shulchan Aruch, that Mayim Gluyim today is Mutter, because it is Shinuch. But number one, we don't find any reason to say that there's any shinui in Bottle or Beitzim today different than there ever was before. And nor do we have any simon or any reason to say that that whatever the reason was, which we don't know exactly or understand it, is not the same today. And nor do we have, in Shulchan Aruch, anything that tells us that. Right? And the other thing, it says the same as Shulchan Aruch. This was the reason. Today it's no longer so. Why doesn't he speak up and say the same thing to us about Bottle of Beitzim, and say, Hine, Hufa v'Gemara, this and this halacha, and the Rishonim speak about it. However, Tanish doesn't mind. And it's not that the Beis Yosef wasn't aware of it, but Beis Yosef brings it to Beis Yosef. But he doesn't bring it to Shulchan Aruch for whatever reason. Again, we find very clearly that Tosfos, in two places, very clearly says that it is a chashash today. So Tosfos is like Tosfos. Well, the Gabi Mayim Agulim said Beferish that he's a Shinoi. Here they say Beferish that there's no Shinoi. So Elamai, we would have to make up our own Shinoi if we have to Tosfos. But that's what Yisrael is at. Now the Masham, in his Chuvis, Chuvis Masham, Chedek Dalis in Kupman Ches, he brings Agoyis Mozcher. Agoyis Mozcher, by the way, not everybody knows Agoyis Mozcher is. Agoyis Mozcher is not the Mozcher who was a famous Rishon. What is Agoyis of him to in the Mozcher? Somebody made Agoyis in there. He was a Kadman. It's clear we take it seriously. But Agoyis Mozcher says that today maybe is different, and maybe today there's no Ruach Ro like there was in the old days on these things. And this is where anyone who wants to look for any tzadkula, that's where you would have to start from. So you state Agoyis Mozcher. Maybe there's no Ruach Ro today. Dr. Masham brings it down. And the Masham writes that from Tosfos is clear that there is Ruach Ro today. They state the phrase from Tosfos. Tarif Azoid, we doicha bekash divri ha Tosfos because of this Agoyis Mozcher, he says it's not going to be good enough. Especially, he says, on something that's so sharp from the Shainis of Seven the Gemara of Meschayev, Menapshoi, Vedomei Beroishoi. And especially, that Agoyis Mozcher, if we want to rely on it, clearly says, Dilma, maybe today, who knows, he says, maybe there's no Ruach Ro today like there used to be, but he doesn't say clearly. He says, Dilma loy shayach b'neinu. Maybe it's not shayach between us today like before, but he doesn't say it clearly, and Tosfos doesn't say clearly, halacha l'maaseh, the Gemara. Zokta Masham, v'kivon sh'agoyis mozcher, mesupok ba'atzmai, if he himself is the sofik, e'ef sh'lohokel v'chashash sakono, ubefrat, shakotav, rak the Dilma in Moshe b'neinu. If he says Dilma, he says, so what should we say? Especially we know that Chamir sakantum e'yisuro, and therefore, he says, he doesn't see how we're going to use this against Mefurisha words of Gemara and Tosfos. Lamai Sigaret, all the Poskim Shemafiyam on Ochayim bring down these Isurim Ad Esim Ayoyim Azer, regardless of the fact that it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's still brought in Frichodesh, in Kuf Tezayim, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hesel Cheshmir Saguf, where he brings it, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, the Rav Fa'olim, who is the Ben Ishchai, he brings it, the Moshe brings in Ligas Moshe, and down to the Devetina and everybody else, they all memon that it's Isur Poshut today, and they did not accept that the Dilma that was found in this Agoyis Moshe is good enough of a reason to be Deichet. Now the Kabbalah was the Haggadah at the closing of Zichlos in the Kabbalah, but it doesn't look like anyone was in the Kabbalah. They say that there's no difference between Amolah and today. They don't even use it as a tzir for any kind of thing. Today the Messiahis is the same way, which leaves us really very much in a similar place to where we were before, which is with a question of why today, Taka, do we have any reason to be Mekel any more than the old days? By the way, Chofetz Chaim, Kiyadua, he doesn't have a Mishnah Berurah on Yeredeya. However, what he does have is that Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Lekutei Halachos, which he wrote on the Masechtos where we don't have the Rif. He made a sort of a Rif. And the Lekutei Halachos over there in Gemara Nida, he writes, Bivadai Tzorich Lizor Abraham. Definitely you need to be Nizer in these Isurim, although he says it's not brought in the Rambam, or in Shulchan Aruch, still, Bivadai Tzorich Lizor Abraham, definitely need to be Nizer in these Halachos today also. And the Chiddush again, I must say, the Marsham, what you do have a tremendous Mekel, to do the Rav Yashu, the Chayim Aruch said, and anything the Masham does not make a lot, nobody has a right to make a lot. Because basically, Masham went as far as possible on anything. If you go also, it's not always said in public out loud, but the Daki Tshuva has very shocking verse where he wrote his sefer against the Masham. Because the Masham is too makel, he doesn't even recover his kulis. And the Masham, the greater makel, who's always looking for the greater kulis, he finds no kula over here, although he brings down any the place where anyone would have used for the kula, he doesn't want to recover it. So therefore, this brings us to where we are, which is that we can't play games with this and we have to take it seriously. But of course the question will be, why is it not brought in Shulchan Aruch? So some say at the end of CFA, the Ramah at least, maybe does say it. Why? Because the Ramah at the end of CFA, says that the chain is zoher, we call the vorim of Avim of the day sakana, ki sakanto chamir me yisuro, Yesh lochus yoyser losofik sakona milosofik iser. The klal lahalocha brought by the Ramah. Yesh lochus yoyser losofik sakona milosofik iser. So others will say that could be included in that Ramah. Also, kirocha lichoshes. In other words, every single thing. You didn't burn everything. You said whatever is a sakona, you have to stay away from. Okay, kemzayin. Although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, the Kozim Gerov. In his Chuvah, Divrei Yasser, Simon Tezvav, he hasn't the Santa Svara. And again, he's the Bala Memra of very, very Kitonizik Chumris in this. However, he says to Mr. Dvon Shaltam over here, which are interesting, at least to repeat, look there, Zay. Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch does bring it? He says, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. What about the Rambam? Why does the Rambam bring it? It's Yadua that the Rambam wrote very clearly that Shadim, Kshofim, all of these things don't exist. All the superstitious things are superstition, he says. It doesn't exist because they shite the Rambam already. Be a grof. They do on your day, someone could find test. I think I may have even said it here once before. Don't be a grof and could find test because I'll be a sharp verter that it's Samar Saris Eroish, Mamish, to hear what he says over there against the Rambam. It's Mamish, a pachat chodim. He says that the Rambam took philosophy here against the Gemara. And he makes it very clear that nobody should follow the Rambam's opinion on this. Dr. Kloisenberg, he said the truth is the Rambam had a reason for what he was doing. Why did he write this, he says? He says the reason was because in his areas, in his time, they were very busy, taka, and much too busy with fashidna thought and superstitions and kshofim and shtusim. And it was a way of life to him. Superstition was a way of life. Lemineim, whatever it was. Therefore, there was a lot of amirasis, he says, and he says, therefore he wrote in Amor Nevuchim, and Amor Nevuchim, he was very clear about being very solid and not getting involved in all kinds of marishkeit, and it was very important to him. So he says it was very important to the Rambam not to bring anything that was not a physical thing, because he saw it as Eif Lasses Lashem to make a point of machin avek anything that was outside of logic and seichel, because he felt that the dirt where he was in a bad place when it came to these things. And therefore, he made the decision to be mevatar on certain things, like he said, Eif Lasses Lashem. And therefore, I must say, maybe I must not say, but I'll say it anyway, I have an African woman who I may have mentioned here in the show before, who's been in touch with me, who looks to be a guy, rather brilliant woman, wealthy and successful, but she lives in Africa, all day she's telling me about dreams and mice and kshofim, and I took the Rambam's position with her, and Amish, the Kedesh Lamazah. Al Zeifen, somebody told us this is going to happen, and then well, that happened. Tut Sachof, a Kenneth Schwabmazer. So, this is what the Rambam was dealing with, and he made sure to make it clear that all these things are not Kayam, whatever is not physical, he doesn't want to be involved to people from the Ikir Avodah, which he felt was the Ikir Avodah. Mele was Mashmatit, and then Mele, Shulchan Aruch, followed the Rambam. Left the Kleisenberg, okay. So that's the Rambam, Shalom follows him. Volamaisis, that's what he says. All the other place came who didn't have necessarily that particular direction and interest, it wasn't necessary for them to know, they did bring it. So Mamela, as far as we're concerned, all the place came in the Fiyam Anukhayim follow the Zarach, and therefore that's our job to follow our little Vaita. Yeah. Then Chagav, Ben Yehoyada, he repeated before from the Ben Ishchai, when he says in his Chuvas, and I'll follow him, so in his Ben Yehoyada, which is his Pirish on Agodas, so here in the Gemara in Nida, he's Medayik Loshna Gemara. It says, Chamisha Devorim Hain, Sha'oyisa Isa Meshayev Benafshe. He says, what's Loshna Hain? What does it say? What can it say? Chamisha Devorim Sha'oyisa Isa Meshayev Benafshe. What does it have to have extra in Hazel to it? Then Ishchai, Loima Sheisharu Bekach, Ve'in Tikvo Sheisbatul Fi Oyrech Hazman, Ulize Omar Hain, Bahavayoson Yiyu Chomitkach. As it like this. This is the way it's going to remain. It doesn't change. I'm going to change the Rosh Chodesh. It's not going to change the way how much time passes. It stays there. You can't take it off. You can't get rid of it. No. Tari Bazei, Vosin Beis. So Lamaisa, Gemara states, what's the Issa? The Issa is, Ha'oichel Beitza Klufa. A peeled egg. Now what are we talking about over here? When we talk about this egg over here, are we talking about a hard-boiled egg, a cooked egg? Are we talking about a raw egg? Are we talking about both? What's the story? Because that's clear that if we could take, well, most of we could get a makor, that raw eggs are not the Indian over here, it would be a tremendous yeshua for us, because the vast majority of the shilas that come off that are difficult to deal with are back to talking about raw eggs. Now the truth is, there is a way to redaik tak in Rosh HaGemara that there is a zatka talking about cooked eggs and not raw eggs. Why? First of all, it says ha'oichel deyeklufa, ha'oichel, yeah? Raw eggs are not referred to by that lashon of oichel. Right? If you look always in your Yerideya, look in Kufidalet in your Yerideya. It's if you dalet, say, Beitza afa pisher uyim uyo legoimo chayo legoimo, to swallow it. That's the lotion that's always used on raw eggs. Oichel usually is used for a cooked egg or any other chewable item, right? It's not something that you just swallow down. Others are medayik also in the lotion. Beya klufa, a peeled egg. How is it that you have such a lotion? Peeled? Peeled is something that, again, is more appropriate for something that is cooked and therefore can be peeled. Otherwise, you would say, shavura. Yeah, that would be a good lesson to use on something that if you were dealing with a raw egg. So I wouldn't say these yukum on my own, to be honest. But lamaisa is true as three asada. This is the boni ader rav, the choshev rav who handled back and forth with the choshev rabbonim of his day, and he writes that the iser is only on cooked eggs. And he makes these diukim. These are the diyukim that he brings, and he says raw eggs don't have the problem at all. Avei zachta. But these diyukim. The truth is, however, nobody agrees with him. Nobody agrees with him. Not anyone who actually brings that same thing that he brings in his chiddush. And the truth is, it's not known that there was ever such a kula anywhere. What's more is that in that tshuva of the Maharsham, which I mentioned before, he brings as a double poshut that a raw egg is also fakert. He has to mention over there to prove that also a mevushalah is oich also. But to say that a veyachaya is mutar and mevushalah is what's also, that lo yola al date meyoyim fakert, he feels the need to prove that even though it's cooked, it's still also. But raw is poshut by him. And again, that seems to be a very clear consensus among all the places. The
onions and garlic also, isn't that clear that it's raw? We're not talking about... Is there any question that it would...
It's very clear. There wouldn't be any shot. The diukim only right there, and there's some feet that that's the shot about the... That's some say, what's the shot of those diukim? I'll call him the Malvim as a safe out of the Chaim. And in Simon Dalid, he brings Locha. What happens, a yid who touched a food without kutsidayim? Not everybody's aware, by the way, that there's such an issue. Besides the halacha that you have to wash megal vasa, is halacha what happens to food if you touched it without megal vasa? That's the thing I heard years ago from my moskiah, Shmuel Deshav, he walked into a pizza shop in Barapak, and they can't tell me, even told us which one it was. And he walked in there, and the balabas was standing behind the counter, the Shalayim yid, and he says to him, can I ask you a question? He says, what do you want to ask? If you either should work this here and wash it, and I don't know. I don't want to think of it. He says, yeah, you know. He says, there must be the Rabbi Machshe in this place. Udvari Rav. I don't know if he's a woman or maybe a song ticket or whatever it is. He said, he made me give him a tkiyat kaf, that I was going to line up all my Yiddish workers as they walked in the morning, whether they washed their Golasa or they didn't, or they said, or this or that, that I had given the Kiyas Kaf, and I'm going to watch every single one with my eyes do it. He says, the Mashgiach can't do anything about this. There's only somebody who's off and off. They didn't do it. Back upon it, let's say in Malvin, that the Yevon, what if a Yid touched on that food? So he says, you should wash the food itself three times, and later becomes Mutter. Zok the Malvin. However, of course, this will not help with a Bayer Klufa, he says, because it's a liquid. You can't wash it. Right? You can't wash it from being open at night. You see very clearly that he's talking about a raw egg. Now, he says clearly there. That's it. Who I did, he says, once there's no suggestion, there's no suggestion that's based on the Shalteza, it doesn't become an issue only of what's possible or not. Once it can't be matir, a Bayer that way, so you can't do it either way. Whether it's cooked or raw, it doesn't make a difference. And why? He says, Lamaisa, you can't make a dimmi between one Ruach Ra and another. Just because the Ruach Ra of your dayim, it could go off if you wash it, doesn't mean the Ruach Ra of Gilui overnight also goes off. You don't make these kind of dimyonis, he says. If you look in at Moshe, if you're looking at Braisha Chalkis Yakin, anyone who's done in this Shaila, it's posher to them that a raw egg is just as also as a cooked egg. No one ever comes with such a taina at all. Now, what's back in the pshat in the lashon of the Gemara is the Chelkis Yakiv in the Chelik Alsim Kuf Yudalis. He says that the Gemara there is talking about three things: Beyak Lufa, Shum Kaluf, and Bostel Kaluf. So, in Meila, the Gemara uses a lashon that is appropriate for all of them together. Gumeya, you could say for a raw egg, but you can't say it for the other foods. So, at the very least, he says you go Bostel Roiv. What are you going to say? Shavura? You can't say Shavura either when it comes to these other things. Therefore, there's no way to be medayik. These will change the gabi eggs, in my opinion. Anyway, I don't see really, to be honest, what their klufa is a big grace of deer. Klufa just means that the shell was removed. How it was removed does not necessarily mean dafka peel, but whatever it is, aloha lamaisa, there's no dafka mina between hard or soft or raw or cooked. Others want to say maybe the pshat is that this is all also if you didn't close it up in a bottle. Right? What happens if you tightly close the bottle with the eggs or the onions or the garlic inside, or you vacuum packed it in a plastic bag? And by Mayim Agolim, father is the Zaza Hester. Right? But Mayim Agolim, that's the Gemara over here, and a Svar also. the seif. But here, there's a Gemara as well as Bakat. The Gemara says beferish. Afagav de manchi besilto umetaydi vechasimi ruach rosh eilalem beferish azach. And the truth is, it's more than zeich hazeich. It doesn't make a difference. I mean, when it comes to Megula, clearly we saw a closed jar keeps out the nechoshim. Maybe it can't be makbid. By the way, this is another interesting halacha. How is it that often you'll see, at least, I mean, I think in most houses, Friday night, you keep a chinek, if you keep a chinek on the fire, you don't often see that it's closed. So some people do put something on top on the spout, but I'm not sure if that's even the reason why those who do it, or if it's just to keep the heat inside, or whatever it is, or some many people open it all together. Why back it? How can you not have a shayla go over there? And it's the same smarter. The chat is, you have to be able to envision a snake sticking his head inside and coming back out. And when the water is boiling hot, it's not negaya. So maybe it's smarter. So all these things follow smarters, but these other zach, and the way you're talking about with the rach ra, with the bottle obey it, there's no more to matter. The same thing goes, by the way, in another case of rach ra, the one says, I'm sochim, oichlim, umashkin shetachas amita, filo mechupim bekli barzel, rach ra shayin olem. As you say in Shulchan Aruch here today, we're going to kuf tazayim. Sorry, but sorry, we're going to say something over here, and we have no reason to be matter at all with Megula. By the way, in case anyone is thinking to themselves, Avosner writes very clearly in Ferguson Beis Levi that the refrigerator, by the way, doesn't even add anything to the situation. It's all the same. It's in a closed jar and closed jar in the refrigerator. Alles ist das selbe Sache. Okay, so what is the heter that normally is Yadua? And let's get down to the mice. So first of all, in that Agoyes Motcha, he brings Taker a Chubas Maram in Rottenberg. And he brings him to Santa Loshem. He says, why is it that we're Mako in a Bay of Kalufa overnight? So he says, Kisvei HaKodesh Aleihem Matzimun. The Kisvei HaKodesh that are on them are Matzim. No. What's the Pshat in there? It's not much a modern Meister. What is he talking about? What is it that we're Noyig to Mako and what's the Kisvei HaKodesh Aleihem Shematzimun? What is he talking about? He puts form on top of the eggs. What's the voice? So it appears the big Deyasha on the bottom of the Zach. And he says that the derech is to write some words on a peeled egg. And therefore, you eat it with the ksav that's on it. Now this still leaves us up in the air, even though I have to say as soon as I saw it, it is rather reminiscent to me of a minute, which I'm about to say. But there's a sefer called Shulchan Chai. He has a Meir Shapir's Afkoma on his sefer. And a Meir Shapir, in his Afkoma, the sefer explains that stick of what it means, but more at length. And he says that it's talking about an old minig, which is the Beit on the Rekeach, on the Rishayim. Shemeshiva Natinoikis Lumoid Veshavuos. Yeah? They used to sit the children down to learn Aleph-Bays the first time on Shavuos. Now, because I was in Eretz Yisrael for the last 23 years, the Yishalayim and Yidden, to this day, this is what they do. Not on Shavuos. They do it on the day that the child turns 3 and the first time ringing at the Cheder. They do exactly this thing. They write on the eggs. They write first Oysius on a some kind of a ruach, and then the honey cake for Cholo, and then they put Oysius on an egg, based on the Vusheles Uklufo, Haklipo, Imeno, the cost of a leho, the Yemeri Lai Ben Odom, Bitnecho, Toichal, Umeyecho, Timales, and Megillah Azois, the Cholu, Vatihi Befik, the Vashlo Mosik, because they're passing in Yecheskel. They put this on the egg, and they give it to the kid to eat. They gave them. Ad etzem hayom hazeh.
To fit it all in one egg.
What?
To fit it all in one
egg. Oh, so it's an art. It's an art, and it has to be put on. Yeah? So they put it onto this peeled egg. Just to put that, I think they may have put those same words onto the cake also. But al kaponim, we learn different halachas from this minig. It's not the only one. One of the halachas that's brought in this minig is the Shin Mem, the Magen Avraham. He speaks about eating these eggs on Shabbos V'yomtiv. Especially you see that the minig wants to eat it on Shavuos. I can eat an egg with words on it on Shabbos V'yomtiv. And then there's another shayla that's handled around them. What about being moichik Torah? You have to be that. That comes back to a different shayla we went through over here. And the third thing is aliyah. And there he says, Taka, asher sha'altem al beitza klufa sh'ova aleihem alaylo. Right? And this is that shayla. In other words, who says that it was a peeled egg? because they had to write the words on it. So when they write the words on it, before Yom Tov, obviously. And they ate it on Yom Tov. Kum Tachayz, that clearly it was peeled. The Tachayz said, what's the hefter? They ate it on Yom Tov after the night. On that, he says, that since you eat it with the Ksav is Matzah. Right? Now, the Pashtis is that he's talking about the Ksav. Kitzvei HaKodesh Aleihem Matzim. Others, however, want to take this a step further, and clearly I would not find this in these words. However, we'll soon see that it is found in other Yishayim, so it's good. Right here, I would say what it says here is if you're eating it together with Kisvei HaKodesh, there's a Kedusha there that wipes out the Ruach Ra, Lechatchila. That's what it seems like to me. However, others will say, what was written on there? It was obviously written with another food, right? It had to be edible. Well, they didn't write it with the ink of a cipher. It must have written it with some chocolate or something, yeah? Something must have been on there, yeah? Kuntachoyt is another food that's with it. And that goof is the hefter, the fact that there's another food, which is a chiddush awesome, because it's not inside, it's not a chelik of the egg, it's not mixed in there, that this would be a tremendous chiddush. And I was even under the zog.
What did your Shami Yenim do?
No, they don't do that, I know.
Did they put another food in? Did they write it in chocolate?
Huh? How would they do it? No, they write it on the outside. It was edible stuff. Yeah, well, come on. So, Lamaise, okay, whether it says that in this very small scale or not is debatable, and I'm basically that it doesn't say that. But what it does say here clearly is if it has sukkim on it, that's the hetter. So, from now on, no problem at all. Baruch Hashem, you can write the sukkim on all the pieces of garlic that you leave open. The chavadah goes. Yeah.
Well, you mix it.
But in the smack. Hashem said, Hashem, I write that. Yeah. In the smack, in Siman Kufay and Aleph, he says more than this. Shum kolof, ubotol kolof, ubeitze klufa, shover leim alaylo, ye she'enum choyshishim, me'acha she'lechem me'ulov besoichom, there's bread mixed in there, whatever that Matthias was that he was dealing with, there's another food mixed in there, v'yeish she'mesimen klipas ha'shumen l'soichom, others put peels in. Now the Mokim L'Chayr for that is originally in the Gemara, it says that if you left some of the klipa on, it's Motzeh, and his chiddush is that even if you peeled it completely, but if you put some of the peel in, so it's as good as not being peeled to a degree. So we have asked him two different things here, which he's saying, one is there's all the food in there, one is the klipas of the thing themselves is also a hetter. Actually, the Chazon Ish, it's brought by Shmoy that he brought a raya to that from a Mishnah. The Sam. A Mishnah based as well as the Irsav Shilin. Shnei Dotan, you have to have one Tavshil according to the Sol for Irsav Shilin. Vishovim, Bedogu, Beitza Sholov, Shein Shnei Tavshilin. Dr. Ashi Shehe, you're talking Beitza Aladok, Shatzeril Noisa. So, in other words, you have to have a Beir, you have to open it up before Yom Tov. Yeah? And put it onto the fish, and then you have to eat it at the end of Yom Tov, at least you have to be able to eat it at the end of Yom Tov. Kum Tachayz, it went through at least one night by that time. Right? So the Eisach Beyer Klufa. Tavei Vazoyi says, Al-Korachach, Pshat is once it's mixed with another thing, it's part of something else, it becomes Mota. He says, the shame the Chavos.
It's cooked, right?
What?
When you have the fish, it's cooked.
Yeah. Okay, but again, cooked. We haven't found that cooked is definitely necessarily a Hatha B'chlop. The Beis Shloimeh, in his Tshuvos, is God one of the big machmirim, but he is matir bottle or beitzim that are made from Erev Shabbos. Kivon shenis arev hachoymetz, he says. There's choymetz put in there. Vinegar. Koydev sho'over alea malayo, ein sakonu b'kai gavna, where you already had vinegar in there before the night went by. Ben Ishchai, this is already a third Makar in the Ben Ishchai. This is in the Sefer Ben Ishchai. And Shon Abayz and Pashas Pinchas Eis Yudalit. He also says that to make up for the same reason. Kafachayim Kufta Zayin Ois Tzadik Beis brings the Sefer Zivchei Tzedek, who says salad that has in it onion and garlic is matir also because it was mixed in. Tzanka Fisher, who I'm not saying necessarily I would throw him in here, but Tzanka Fisher, those who knew anything about him, he was the address in Yerushalayim for all of the in the Santa Sotens Gulus and in Yonim, he was by very stark by counting all these Zachen, and his Shulis and Avin Yisrael, Chelik Teskov Chavov, or his Gimel, also, he says the same Heter, and suddenly he's mixed in, it's Mota. Now here's an interesting thing, because Michas Yitzchok, Chelik Vosim and Unhei, he has a Shaila that was written to him by Mashgiach HaMeyanez. And why is that? Because obviously mayonnaise is made out of eggs. So let's talk to him about that. And he says, since it has salt or sugar in it before the night, it's mutter. And again, the reason l'chayda is it doesn't make a difference if it's vinegar or if it's salt or sugar l'chayda. The voice l'chayda is that the issur was on eggs. Although, otherwise, the truth is, I mean, you wouldn't be able to use a lot of bread until the next day. I mean, let's mix them to anywhere. If you mix them to anywhere, so don't say those. Are we gonna after every single food? It's not gonna be bottle or baser anymore. It's gonna be everything. And if anything that has it in it, you'll have to finish by end the same day. And it's very possible that it's not that way. Adding the klipa itself would be also already in this mark. The truth is, the Gemara says, like I said, less lombo for leaving it on. You see that having things there already is a stickle vart, and the oracle there over there in the Gemara also says the same thing on that Gemara.
It's rather than put the eggs in the chunk with the peel in.
With the peel on.
A lot of people do it that way.
Some people put it in raw, like I saw, and get it how to cook from there. But like upon him, the Kleisenberger was machmer, by the way, on the thing with the klipa. No, that's not, you can't throw in the klipa. So it has to be unpeeled, at least to some degree. He said he never saw such a klipa. But Al-Kapanim, it is brought in Kadmoinim. Al-Kapanim comes to Michas Yitzchok and he says that there's a meaning also to add salt to the eggs. Now, if you put in a lot of salt into the eggs, there's no reason why it should be any worse than putting in vinegar or sugar. Why is it different? If you're going to put in a lot of salt in there, you're going to ruin it. Right? You won't be able to eat it afterwards. So what's the vote over here exactly? How far can we go with this? So it's interesting, in time I'm in Hogim, in the Likutim, at the end of the Sefer, he brings from the Sefer to Sefer Chaim. I looked up who's the Sefer to Sefer Chaim where he's bringing from. The Sefer Chaim is a Yid who printed his Sefer in Tofresh Memhei in Lemberg years ago. He has more than one Sefer, a bunch of spoilers on Halacha V'Agada. And he writes about Shumai Botol, Noisnin Oison Lemelach. Ki HaMelach Mevatol Saruach Rosh Hashoyi De'olov. Now if you ask me, if you listen to that Lashon, Noisnin Oison Lemelach, I would say that the pshat is that putting the thing into salt. In other words, you're dealing with a nice big amount of salt over there, it definitely sounds like. The Minchas Yitzchok, when he writes the Taki, he says, L'halocha, v'tarivis melach u'tzuker, v'kamus g'doylo, nil nil daidish eish l'hatir. It has to be a kamus g'doylo. If it's a kamus g'doylo, it can be made. And what's a kamus g'doylo? He doesn't give a shit how much it is. Right? Again, from the other sefer there, so if they separate time, it looks like you need a really kind of gedola. You have probably more salt than you have onion or garlic. Now Moshe Shtabach and this Jewish Sanhag is brings, and I saw others, I looked up to Matthias and looked at what's going on today. What are the Hasgochas Machayev in Eretz Yisrael first? The Machayev that it needs to be, Moshe Shtabach writes, you need at least 2% of sugar. At least 2%. How did he come up with exactly these amounts? I don't know if they tested and did a taste test to see exactly how much of an effect different amounts have. They say at least 2% of sugar, but I saw that of Landa in his Hashem, that sugar is at least 4%. The only thing that he's making 2% is only on salt. Salt, they have 2% salt, is quite a significant amount, 2% of salt in something. I did see that the OU brings in a Belsky, that needs to definitely, whatever you put in, must have a hashpah. There must be ashpa, some kind of ashpa. So he says, even if the ashpa won't be out to the kach on the taste, but the ashpa will be that it's a stabilizer, it's a preservative, it's an equalizer, it does something it does here, which changes something from what it was before. Right? And this is an interesting nekuda, it's an interesting order.
This is specifically for the processed eggs that he's referring to about the putting something in?
Rabadovsky?
Yeah, the two head of hash bro.
All of the different things. All of the different things. You want to add salt or whatever it is, it has to mean something. It's not something.
Robert, on a hard boiled egg, you can wash off
salt. It's true. You make a good point. I'm nice to make sure Steinberg the Chalal not so excited with all this story with the salt and sugar, because he says there is a difference, he says, between vinegar and salt and sugar. Why? He says vinegar is a shinui. Salt and sugar is a shinui. It's a shinui for atam. You're being mashbiach to zach. You threw in some of your spicing, you already did. That's all. You weren't mashana the chafta, vakeret. If you want to have eggs, you're going to put in this stuff. Why are you putting it in? Because you're mashana to something else? No, vakeret. Because you're being sharper to zach as it is. And therefore, he has an interesting idea. He says, He would recommend that besides that, to put in some kind of a spice that changes at least the look of it. Shinui mara. Get it to shinui. Put in paprika, let's say, or something like that. So it makes the shinui mara. It changes the color to some degree. Shine. That's already something. Or to add it immediately to a different food, or afterwards to a different food. It shouldn't be banned. To do all the things besides just the salt and sugar. Now I want to point out, Lamaisa, today's days, they started selling peeled garlic. They sell these big bags of peeled garlic in the store. I was told that they now sell peeled hard-boiled eggs also. Now, it's not for me to start telling people how to run their lives with convenience and what to spend money on and what not. To me, it seems like the roof is crazy.
Egg whites.
Yeah, okay, egg whites, so it's a little bit of a pain in the neck to have to split them. But we're going to deal with that. The whole garlic, they sell whole garlic, whole cloves of garlic, cloves, open cloves, they peel, completely peeled. Most of the people, many people here have definitely seen them. I don't know if everyone's seen hard boiled eggs, I haven't seen those yet. Peeled ones, yeah, you've seen it?
Yeah.
A lot of people have seen those also.
7-Eleven.
So I'm told, and again, as I started the share, my phone was ringing here with Yidhiz and Masgiah, but all Yidhiz, I called him, I wanted to get out of him exactly what they do, but I'm told that they add some salt to the garlic, to the cloves of garlic, which is not enough to be listed on the ingredients, yeah? But it is enough of the aloha or whatever. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
2%
of ingredients has to be listed. So, it has to be less than 2% in order to be there, right? In order to be there and not be there. The halal, I have to say, it's shver to understand what that actually means, that you added salt to cloves of garlic. How do you add salt to cloves of garlic? How do you do it? I'm not familiar with this Matthias. How do you do that? How do you add salt to close the garlic?
Salt water. Get them salt water.
Okay? In other words, they have to be stuck on. I don't think that's what they do. So I don't know what they do. Personally, I would not recommend to buy those things. That's my personal recommendation. I would not recommend to buy the peeled garlic or the peeled anything, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't think there's anything in there that's any serious degree at all. But I will stand corrected if I find out from the gentleman. It's going to be too late for you people to find out. So you can ask me tomorrow. Hopefully I'll find out better. On what? On cloves of garlic? But if they, how do you say, vacuum packet. Right, just again, okay, listen. If there's a significant additive, I take it back.
They're not vacuum packed.
Those little square things are back in fact.
They're frozen, they probably do add
the frozen cubes.
They must. I would assume they are. Okay, so Nochamal, what do we find clearly in the Gemara? What's the heck in the Gemara? In the Gemara, this is something we have to remember. Onion, you leave the cyrus on the bottom of the state befeish. The cyrus on the bottom, in other words, the bottom, call it the top of the bottom, and call whatever you want. But it says it's charoshim, yeah? And what is it? That's the cyrus on the bottom. You leave those, again, if you slice an onion across the middle, the top will be also the bottom, will be muta. But that, if you leave that there, that's the poshet that has in the Gemara. Now what about onion powder, garlic powder, these kinds of things? There's actually powdered eggs also. Everything is in powder. Now these things often do not have any kind of additives in them at all.
The anti-caking agents.
Okay, so that's Daphne Vista. If it does have, it's a Chabad. No, first of all, what's clear is that grinding things up is definitely not a heter. Of course, we saw that in places, right? He says you can't grind it before. Why not? I have a kamzois. And that doesn't become like, it's very clear that grinding it up is not going to be the heter. At least not from there. The Ha'atzvi has a tshuva on what he calls avkas beitzim tekeres sin, which is powdered eggs, which are manufactured in China. He's basically busy there with kasher shiloh. He does bring the shiloh of the peeled eggs. Doesn't give a clear achra on it. But what mostly seems to be the heter is the tshuva degel Ephraim. I don't know who he is, but he's written back a tshuva, and he brings an interesting matthias. He says that they made, in order to make the wine be very clear, maybe there's a better word for that, I don't know, you know, white wine, I guess. They wanted it to be, you know, not to get cloudy,
no
or whatever way.
Huh? No sediments in it? Or no?
Yeah, they wanted to make it clear. So when they had some kind of invention that they used, to take egg whites, and dry them down to a powder. He says only egg whites. They made a powder out of egg whites. He has a special name for it over there. And they use, it's called something pulver. But pulver usually is used to mean gunpowder, which it does mean in this case. But in any case, they put it into the wine. And he says he's making wine. Kibush in the siyabish v'nasu ka'ofor. Yeshloima the kemoi de gabi yisuri hano. Taimo de ephron muta. Now the exact dimion is a pella. Because Ephraim Mutter Pshat is it's ois, it's not, it's a garnish. It doesn't exist anymore. Right? It's in his domain. But Lamaisa over here, Lachayra, what he's saying is, even if it's not ois and yansum, and didn't turn into Efer, but it is a different Matthias, it is a Givis upon him Chadoshas, and it does seem that this is what the Oilam is saying, Machan. Others, the Ber Moshe, the David Sina, brings that anything else that is put in, for example, different additives or preservatives, any kind, he says are good enough to be makel, and therefore he says he's sure that there must be something in there, like Reuben just said, to keep it maybe from caking up or whatever it is. And in any case, he feels that Shomana Mishian Nizam Likmaris Imamoicha Mukhzik Vakashra's Hate. He doesn't see any reason to be Machma on it. As they state in Chalkis Yaakov and in Shumashari Talevi, and they added that the Pshat is once you turn it into powder, it's Panim Chadoshes, and that it's not Roy La'ochman Kamais Shahin. In other words, if you can theoretically eat onion and garlic raw, most people know about it if you did, but the Maitre you could. So the Maitre, if you turn it into a powder, you can't eat it. So Kum Tachoy is to a degree, you mamish mavatul the zahit panel chadosh of all the kinds, you take a little bit of that flavoring and sprinkle it into something, but to look at it as the same thing, he says, is a big chiddush. Now when it comes to what they call onion flakes and garlic, minced onion and garlic, those are things that zikha have different additives, oil or whatever in there. The Shvera Shaila comes taka when it comes to these canned eggs and the bottled eggs and the what they call liquid eggs, which I just want to end off with Ramesha. Ramesha says a chiddush often. Ramesha in the day, Chela Gimel, he says the heter is, he's basically really stickle being attacked over there by the Shoyal, who says that I heard that you said that as long as you really intended to use it today, and left it till tomorrow, then it's a problem. But if you intend to use it tomorrow, then it's not a problem. It's not going to say such a thing. It says, I never said such a thing. I never would have said such a thing. That's not what it is. There are some faces against it, etc. But instead, he says, he says something which that's the derech, how it's made. In other words, his lashon is, dovo sha'derech she'tzorich l'kalfon, sha'derech she'tzorich l'kalfon, hu bizman mukdom diyomin. It's days in advance. It has to be produced days in advance. The whole kilof, the kibbutz chovuyoy shel chalboinim v'shel chalmoinim, egg whites and egg yolks, like piyom ulamoichrom abati afil, who inyan kilof acher she'ein zebachlal the taxes of Erzim v'yichayzat. This is something different. Something like chatchila is made to, not because you decided, but that's the way that this is the derech of this zak. That's made for weeks in advance. Ein lonu elazeh she'nema mefurish, v'loy af b'shinri k'tas. Very dikazach. This is Ramesha's chiddush. Again, if it wasn't Ramesha, we wouldn't go look at Ramesha. But anyone else, I don't think we dare to say a thing like this. But Ramesha does say it, and there is precedent for this type of svara. The pshat is, El Chabay El Chedushai, Hobot Loi Loisav, Allah wants is something that we don't really know what it is. And a Mela, it's different than the original form of how it was said, because that clearly was discussing a case where somebody has an egg in the house which was left over or whatever it is. So I thought, oh, you differentiate in this way. How do they do it? They say, one shot is that they're working with a caterer, let's say, and something was left over, they make them throw it out. They're working in, let's say, a bakery, and yeah, nothing's good, make them throw it out. But when you buy liquid eggs, which the chachilah was made for that, the takamate al smach, what Moshe says over there.